Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
I can only assume it's not 20 degrees in Arizona. The Brewers take on the Cubs today. A 2 o'clock start here on WTMJ. Dom Catronio covering the crew all week. All right, Dom, who drew the short straw? Who had to ask Pat Murphy about seeing Craig Counsell in a Cubs uniform
you
today
have to.
On the
it's
other
important.
Side of the dugout?
And I want to know about it,
somebody
too.
Drew the short straw.
Todd Rosiak did, but I made sure to get the first question in of something completely unrelated to get his mind off, like, oh, we're not going to ask it. And then Todd was the one who asked it. But look, again, I reiterate, I said it this morning on Wisconsin's Morning News, my 60-second report. These games don't count. They don't count. Don't waste your energy.
Well, winning is still better than the alternative, isn't it? Isn't that a good way to put it?
Sure, but I think the Brewers know this, and you know this, and Craig Counsell knows this, Pat Murphy knows this. It's all about development, and Pat Murphy talked about it at length today. Look, I have respect for all 30 teams. But let's be honest, that Cubs lineup that they're bringing over today is not the Cubs. You know, Bellinger's not in there. Swanson's not in there. Nick Madrigal's batting cleanup today. So to say that this is the beginning of the rivalry, come on, let's look in the mirror here and be like, okay, it's February 28th. Let's tap the brakes. He comes to Milwaukee on May 27th. The Brewers will be at Wrigley at the end of April. Let's just all take a deep breath.
Okay, you guys are laughing about the Craig Counsell, Pat Murphy meetup question. But, for fans, it's going to be strange. We've been waiting for this. We know it's coming. But it's going to be strange to see Craig Counsell with the Cubs today. And there is that really unique dynamic. I mean, these guys have been friends for life. They say they're like brothers. That's not going to change. But I think it puts an interesting dynamic, a new spin on our rivalry between the Brewers and the Cubs.
Yeah, and Pat has made that clear. Look, the relationship is not going to change. He has known Craig Counsell since he's 17 years old. And, they've been apart in different ways. They've never really competed head-to-head before like they're going to prepare to do this season. But, this sort of thing to latch on to, as Pat put it, it's for the fans. I think a lot of folks understand, especially on the field and in uniform, understand nothing really changes. The relationship doesn't change unless something drastic happens. But this is something that is meant for the rivalry and for the fans to digest and spread amongst themselves. But, I'll be here at every moment I can just kind of saying, that's not a real – it's not a real rivalry. They still love each other very much.
It would be amazing, Dom, to see all Brewers starters in the lineup play like 6 innings today. Like Yelly's hitting third, right? You just load it up. Garrett Mitchell leading off. Just bring your best and throw it at the Cubs right away.
You are going to see some good stuff today, though. No Yelly or Hoskins yet. We did learn that those guys are due to make their spring debuts this weekend. Pat Murphy was not committed on what day that would be, but he kind of left it open-ended to this week. You're going to see Garrett Mitchell. You're going to see William Contreras. You're going to see Willie. You're going to see Churio. You're going to see Andre Monasterio. So I'm excited to see a lot of those guys.
What are things we should be looking for today as the Brewers take on the Cubs? A win, of course. Brewers fans, we're looking for a win. But are there other storylines or just something, as the season gets going here that we should be looking for?
Yeah, I think things are really about to start taking off here shortly because I asked Pat Murphy about that today. Hey, you've got a million guys on this team that can play like 9 positions, right? Ortiz can play all over. Miller can play all over. Monasterio can play all over. Arroyo can play all over. The list goes on and on and on. How are you going to fit all of this in? We see it. We get our first look today at Christian Arroyo, who was a free agent claim from the Red Sox this past year as a utility player. He's been taking it slow, but there's a bunch of split squads coming up. They have an off day on Monday, and then I think after that, it's kind of unofficially after the first off day of spring, after a week of games, then you're going to start like actually trimming down rosters. Pitchers are going to go more than one inning, and it'll suddenly start looking a little more like baseball, and that's what I'm really excited for to see here pretty soon.
So in all years I've covered spring training, Dom, there's always been a player or two that kind of comes out of nowhere, player that was sort of off the radar. You weren't thinking much of him, and all of a sudden you couldn't help but think about that player. Jesus Aguilar comes to mind if I go back a few years. Is there anybody that you're sort of keeping an eye on here that, is kind of quietly putting together something interesting? Just keep an eye on it. We'll watch it throughout the month of February here and into March.
The name is Oliver Dunn. I think you go back like a month ago before the Corbin Burns trade, I thought Oliver Dunn has got a really good shot to make this team. Now, he's certainly still in the mix just because Joey Ortiz is here and things like that, but Dunn's got some serious pop. He's hit the ball hard a few times. A reminder that second base is far from a lock. Now, Bryce Turang's put on some good weight. He's trying to prove that he can hit better than he did at the finish of the season last year, but there's quite a cast auditioning for second or third, whether it be Oliver Dunn, whether it be Joey Ortiz, whether it be Andrew Monasterio and Owen Miller. But Oliver Dunn, these first handful of games, he's hit the ball hard a few times, and he's mostly played second base in his career. He's also getting a little bit of a look at third as well.
All right, write it down. Oliver Dunn's going to be an all-star here for the Brewers this season. Dom, enjoy the game today. Let's pull out a Brewers win, huh? We need it.
Yes, going for the W against the Cubbies.
For the Cactus League medallions, as Pat Murphy is
providing
it.
Yeah.
They're really struggling in that department. But appreciate it. 75 and perfect, y'all.
Hey, you win the Cactus League, you get a free TV. All right, Dom, we'll talk again tomorrow. 11:43 on WTMJ. That was a joke. Craig Council used that as a joke for younger players.
For the medallions.
You win the most games in the Cactus League, everybody gets a free TV on the team. And, of course, it does not happen.
75 and perfect.
Way.
Did you catch that? 75 and perfect down there.
Sounds like a good day for baseball.
Sounds fantastic.
It's 11:43 on WTMJ. Why were the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City at a Bucks game last night?
This is kind of bizarre.
I'm going to try and make some sense out of this after this.